It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
By the way, I am fascinated by the story Karen just had there. Kanye West going to see Putin.
Is he going to be?
That's going to be incredible.
Remember with Little Chubby, it was what's his name, the basketball player?
Dennis Rodman.
So maybe he's the new Dennis Rodman for curing our bad relations with Russia.
I want Kanye to Putin sit, you know, he's there, he's sitting down and through a translator. All of a sudden, Kanye won't let him talk.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Kanye West will get us into World War III. That dope. Either that or something's going to go horribly wrong and Putin will just like kidnap Kanye West. And he'll be like, he'll hold him hostage.
Maybe he's just trying to get away from the Kardashians.
Oh, my God. How far would a man go to get away
from the Kardashians? From Kim Kardashian and her clan. I don't know. He's going all the way to Russia.
Oh, boy.
Well, don't you have to? I mean, wouldn't you rather be invited by, like, the president of Russia to show up? And is he going to preach? What is he doing?
Sell shoes? I don't know.
Okay. Okay, I'm just asking.
I don't know. Closer to home, we had the State of the State address yesterday. So much was happening, I forgot about this, but it was pretty good. I guess this was the tone.
We have made Florida the freest state in these United States.
Not just a free state, the freest state. Take that, New Hampshire.
Yeah, and he followed it with, you know, we didn't close schools. We didn't close down businesses. We didn't do this. We didn't do that. Then he went on to say that he's looking for incentives still for teachers and first responders. And yeah. I was like, okay, cool. But the biggie was the gas tax.
Is it politically motivated? Yeah.
Sure.
So what? It benefits everybody.
To help alleviate this burden for Florida families, I'm proposing a $1 billion gas tax holiday to help reduce prices at the pump. If Washington, D.C. won't change course, then we have a responsibility to step up on behalf of our Floridians.
Wow.
That's a no-brainer, I would think.
He didn't say when it would take place. I would assume it's going to be, maybe when you're going back to school, too. Who knows? But it should be over the summer when you're traveling. He's going to get rid of the taxes on gas because most of the gas tax that you see at the pump, and if you notice, why is it cheaper in Orlando than it is here or vice versa? It's because the county and the cities put on their own taxes. And that's where most of the tax on gasoline comes from. So if you get rid of all of that, I wonder what a gallon really costs. Maybe we'll be like Alabama, like $1.75, you know, by the time they're done. That'd be great. But you know what this is going to mean. Every person in the world is going to go out and buy one of those little red cans, and they're going to have 100 of them in the back of their car, and they're going to fill every single one of them up.
Do you ever see that giant one that you pump yourself, but it's like on wheels, the gas caddy or buddy or whatever the hell that thing is? You got one? Jen's got her own gas station up there.
No, it holds, I think, 50 gallons.
There's Bucky's, and then there's Jenny's. Don't forget about this. I guess he wanted everybody. I would imagine after saying this, he's going to help teachers again in this year.
Over the past 2 years, we've increased the average minimum salary for school teachers by more than $6,000. And last year, we provided $1,000 bonuses to every public school teacher and principal in the state of Florida.
That's a win-win, too.
You're not kidding. Holy cow. He continued to talk about how he's going to try to lure police officers, firefighters, and EMTs here with the bonuses. And for those who worked during COVID and, you know, those who continue to work. I know a lot of firefighters that station houses across the state in big trouble because a lot of them are tested positive for COVID.
Right.
So by law, they got to go home. So other guys and women are filling in and working triple, you know, quadruple shifts. So if you see a firefighter, say thanks today. Or in the next couple of days, more so than you would on any other given day, because they're all working overtime. And they keep you safe.
Yeah.
Those are the people that run into burning buildings, don't forget.
That's right.
Jeez. Something I would never do.
A little bit of music news to vary things up. You know that Bonnaroo Festival? That's coming back this year.
It's in Tennessee. Hey, this is, they canceled it 2 years ago because of COVID, but last year, remember that storm went through?
Oh, that's
Tennessee,
right.
Tennessee, and it dumped all that rain.
That's right. They were going to have it.
And they were going to have it. It got rained out. So last year, it was the weather that canceled it. So this is the first time in 2 years it's back. That's
so
cool.
You want to go to Manchester, Tennessee. I don't know where that is in the state. I would imagine somewhere in the woods. It's June 16th through the 19th. Stevie Nicks is headlining. First female artist ever to headline Bonnaroo.
Whoa. I'm not a big Stevie Nicks fan. I'm sorry.
All right, then
how about, you can all hate me. I know.
How about Machine Gun Kelly?
Oh.
J. Cole.
I thought, okay, who's that? Should I know who that is?
No.
Oh.
The artist formerly known as the Dixie Chicks. Tool.
Who's that?
Tool. It's a band.
Never heard of them. Is that sad?
How about Ludacris?
Oh, yeah.
You know who Whiskey Myers is, a country act?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, they're there, too.
Okay.
Well, sounds like you have no interest in this whatsoever.
I you know what? Yeah, I would walk right through Manchester, Tennessee, if that were the case, because I don't even know. Don't know. Coffee County is where it is in Tennessee. I just found it. It is southeast of Nashville.
Oh, okay.
So
you can fly into Nashburg and drive on down.
Right off of Highway 24 if you want to go.
There you go.
There you go. So if you're going to Tennessee,
see Jen there by her tent in the woods.
Yeah, sure. Man.
All right, this is awesome. It's one of those things we look forward to every January when the news is slow, but TSA compiles their weirdest stuff that they caught in the previous year, and they list it, and it's... Boy, this is wild.
It's crazy. They call it their top 10 catches. You want to go from the bottom to the top or the top to the bottom?
I'd go from bottom to top.
Okay, bottom, a wine holder shaped like a gun.
That sounds kind of cool,
okay.
Actually.
It does, but don't bring it on a plane because they think it's a gun.
Okay, but it's a wine holder.
Yeah, but they still
it's
took it away.
Hollow and holds a bottle of wine.
I'm just saying they took it away. There was another one that was a firearm belt buckle. It held all the bullets. I'm just saying.
Take that to Bonnaroo, Jen.
Okay. How does this happen? A chainsaw. How do you try to get a chainsaw on a plane? And why would you think that would be okay?
Well, if it's not, you know, if it's an electric one, obviously it won't work. And if there's no gas in it, it's not a threat to anybody.
Okay. How about a meat cleaver?
Whoa, that's a little bit.
That was on the list.
Can't do that.
This one worried me more than anything. It was bullets inside a deodorant can. I guess it's one of those cans that you could probably hide keys in and stuff, you know. But they put bullets inside it instead, and they didn't think that would get caught in x-ray for some unknown reason. And the number one thing that the TSA put at their top of their top 10 catches was?
A meth burrito.
Oh, no.
Literally. A burrito with meth inside.
Crystal meth inside a breakfast burrito, not just an ordinary burrito.
Wow.
And it's not the first time it happened.
Isn't that amazing? You'd think they would have learned from the last time. Wasn't the same person, was it?
Can you imagine that?
The same person trying to do it twice. But yeah, I guess they figure if you're carrying food, how did they catch it? You know what amazes me is how they catch it. They must have checked the food because I would assume they were carrying it like they were eating it.
And I think overall... In the grand scheme of things, they do a pretty good job at the TSA, but they can't catch everything. So what's making it through?
Well, that's the scary part. You know, it's like, what does make it through?
Remember at Thanksgiving, we learned together on the air that you can take an entire Thanksgiving meal?
Yes.
On a plane?
Yep. Did you do it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wanted to, though. Someday.
It's pretty amazing. It really is. Wow. Well, who knew you could put drugs on paper?
Yeah,
it was like
right.
that attorney that got busted trying to bring in the cocaine to all the inmates. It was on paper. It was in the letters. I was like, who knew that?
They're pretty ingenious.
Yeah, they really are. But the cops know, too, what's going on. So they caught him.
So the Let's Go Brandon slogan
yes.
has made it into political ads now. There's this guy running for the Arizona Senate. Wait till you hear this guy's campaign ad.
It's wonderful.
Oh, my God. He's unbelievable. We got that. Some more headlines coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. All right, Karen, rapid-fire news, we hope, is coming up at 7:30. You're going to do the headlines, and we'll chime in. So what's coming?
So we have an extra million COVID tests because the FDA extended the expiration date.
Oh, on the ones,
the ones that were
governor got attacked at? Okay.
That's great news.
That's awesome news.
Yeah, they were stockpiled because we weren't using them,
right?
And now we need them.
Yeah.
And the FDA goes, they're fine.
And Nikki Fried tried to say, this governor let those expire. Boy, is she grasping at straws.
Well, I'll say, there goes her whole campaign right down the tube.
Good Lord.
Oops.
Yeah, well, especially after his state of the state, which we'll get into in rapid fire. But
yeah.
We are flush and we are free. That more coming up.
Not only free, what did he say? The freest
the
state.
The freest, yep.
You may have a free state, but we're freer. Take that.
Right.
Texas.
Yeah. Arizona.
Yeah. You guys. And he also delivered this. This is a big, big popular move.
To help alleviate this burden for Florida families, I'm proposing a $1 billion gas tax holiday to help reduce prices at the pump. If Washington, D.C. won't change course, then we have a responsibility to step up on behalf of our Floridians.
I didn't say that. That has to go to approval. He didn't say when, but, you know, they're talking about like early spring.
Yeah, you know, maybe what they'll do, too, is he's trying to threaten the federal government. You know what? Do something. You said you were going to take care of gas prices. Oh, I like Biden. Oh, could OPEC, could you, you know, give us more oil?
And they told him no.
They went, no.
No.
What an idiot.
We will not.
Yeah, and then just keep on shutting down these pipelines. That's why gas prices are through the roof. They've come down, though, a couple of cents.
Speaking of Joe, he was in Atlanta, as promised yesterday. When we saw a lot of this, what the speech was going to be about getting rid of the filibuster so that they can vote in federally mandated election laws, get rid of the states, individual rights, all this stuff. That's the whole plan. So it was no surprise, but when you hear it out loud, it's still just, it's clear as day what they're trying to do.
Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
Oh, and here comes the cough. Hold on, wait for it. Oh. There it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. that's the plan. They're not trying to hide it anymore. He was even, do you remember during the during the campaign? Well, I'm not going to get rid of the filibuster. We're not extreme. We're transparent. Okay, sure, Joe.
Yeah, you're right. Not extreme. Well, it's his last straw.
It is. It's very desperate.
Everything else this president has stood behind, and I'm not trashing the president. Just look at the facts. It has failed. Starting with his Build Back Better, we called it Build Back Broker program. You don't hear anything about that anymore. That died just before Christmas.
Yeah, it's dead. And he doesn't have support. There are even some Democrats, apparently, who are beyond Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who are against getting rid of this thing because they want to be able to use it when they're in the minority.
Yeah, it would mean, basically, it would be like your junior high girls basketball team taking on, like, Kentucky's college basketball team. There, you don't have a shot. So anything you bring to the table, you're going to lose. So that means the Democrats rule forever. And that's what they're trying to do. You know, if you want to pay higher taxes, oh, did you see? Speaking of which, watch California for where this country's going. California, yesterday, Gavin Newsom, what did he introduce? Hospitalization for everybody.
Oh, well.
Nationalized medicine.
Okay.
And I am thinking, okay, you know what? You think it's really good? Go to Canada, go to France, go to Italy, see what their health systems are like.
Look at California. Look what they have now. Okay, they've got basically universal hospitalization then, right?
Right.
Mail-in balloting is the law of the land statewide.
For everybody.
They're just going to naturalize. They'll let anybody who's in the state at the time vote. It's like its own little foreign country. It just is.
And then part of that nationalization of the hospital, the medical system, all illegal immigrants taken care of. They're also included on the plan.
Why?
So, I mean, I don't know how many illegals there are in California, but, I mean, that's going to be a hefty chunk as a Californian to pay. I don't get it. I don't get it either.
I just don't get it. And then if you go east a little bit to Arizona, this guy's a candidate for the Arizona Senate. And he's just going with what people are talking about now, the current phrase, the let's go Brandon thing.
Boy, it's incredible, though.
This guy works the phrase into his campaign ad.
It's great.
Although, you know what? Remember DeSantis when we first heard about him, when he first entered the governor's race down here, he had that thing with his child, and he goes, build the wall.
Oh, that's
remember
right. With the he was doing the like Legos. Yeah. Yeah, that's right, with his commercial.
So that put him on the map. Maybe that's it'll work true. For this guy, although.
I don't know.
It sounds a little extreme. Here you go. Let's go to Arizona.
If you are pissed off about the direction of our country, let's go.
Well, there's an opener.
Okay.
If you're ready to secure the border and stop the invasion, let's go. If you want to keep corrupt politicians from rigging elections, let's go. I'm Jim Layman. Let's take the fight to Joe Biden and show him we the people put America first.
Okay, now he said let's go like four times. You know what's coming.
Yes.
The time is now. Let's go, Brandon. Are you with me? I'm Jim Layman, and I approve this message.
I'm Jim Layman.
He looks like he's a linebacker, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's this big guy.
He's a big fella.
Yeah, he looks like he'd be fit better for, like, a Texas rancher, you know.
But let's go.
Let's go. It was great.
I'm going to track that guy's progress, see how he does.
Watch him win by a landslide.
I wonder. Well, then you'd have... Then you'd have all kinds of politicians following this LGB thing.
Isn't that funny?
Is it just me, guys, or does he sound just like Dr. Phil?
He kind of does. Hold on. Hold on. That's a good point. Diener, let's rewind.
Corrupt politicians from rigging elections.
He does sound
he
like
does.
Dr.
He does, a little right? bit deeper. Yeah, he's a little more resonant and a little bit deeper, but you're right.
I thought it was him at first.
Wow. You're like a camera. He ain't got no film. That was my favorite Dr. Phil of all time.
He said a camera with no film?
You're like a camera with no film. Like, what?
Classic.
Let's go. We'll see how that guy does. God. Let's go to rapid fire news in about 5 minutes. Karen's got the headlines. We'll chime in.
It's 7:30. Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire with Karen Curtis on News Talk 850 WFTL.
All right. It's time. We have arrived at Rapid Fire. Karen's got everything you need to know. We will chime in with things you probably didn't ask for, and that's why we do this.
And I think my computer's going to be okay.
Oh, knock on wood. Because
knock on wood.
It's been iffy this morning.
Yeah, okay. So we start with, we have a new congresswoman in South Florida, Sheila McCormick. She was elected to Congress yesterday, special election, Broward and Palm Beach counties. It was to fill the District 20 seat that was vacated by Elsie Hastings, who died of pancreatic cancer. She's the first Haitian-American Democrat to serve in Congress. She got 79% of the vote. She beat the Republican Jason Mariner. He has not conceded, and he's filing a lawsuit.
Okay.
About the ballot.
So only he got like 20% of the vote, and he's
fighting.
He's not conceding.
Not going away quietly.
That's wow. Nobody concedes anymore.
No. But Broward and Palm Beach have gotten their act together in terms of the election supervisors. So
far.
We'll see what happens. This was yesterday.
We have made Florida the freest state in these United States.
So that's the do-run-run, Governor DeSantis. What do you call him? Heavy D. He kicked off the latest legislative session with a State of the State address, and he says, we are free and we are flush, and he wants to help us with our gas.
To help alleviate this burden for Florida families, I'm proposing a $1 billion gas tax holiday to help reduce prices at the pump.
Flush and gas probably shouldn't go together, but I understand his message. I mean,
gas-free and flush.
And it doesn't seem like it's brain surgery here.
No,
it's put money in people's pockets, keep their freedoms, alive, protect that. And
how can you argue this? His recommended budget is $99.7 billion, and we have more than $15 billion in reserve.
Wow.
One of the largest surplus. We have money, money, money. And he says it's all being done with no income tax, no state income tax.
Exactly. It can be done. See that, California?
Oh, my gosh. If you want to listen to the whole thing, watch it, or you want to read the transcript, you can go to our website, 850WFTL.com. I mean, it's just amazing.
Really is.
The state of the state's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I must say.
Seems to be.
Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, but the Miami Herald still found a way to find negatives if you want to read their opinion page.
Oh, my God.
President Biden wants Democrats to lift the Senate filibuster to pass two federal voting laws. He wants to federalize voting so you won't have to have an ID, and also you can just vote by mail. So here's what he said.
Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
Something you said you would never do.
Wow.
But they're the most transparent administration in history. Remember that? Yeah, right.
Doesn't that, when he says get rid of the filibuster, doesn't that just reek there's a problem with this new law?
Right, if you got to do that
to
make
this
pass.
If you're going to get rid of the filibuster to get it passed.
That's a good point, Jen. We're overthinking this. Yeah,
yeah.
If you got to go that extreme for this thing, there's something really wrong with it.
Obviously not everybody's backing you there, Joe.
Yeah, Harry Reid was lying in state, sat up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's like, wait a minute. Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm
ironically,
sorry,
that
soon?
Was the guy that used it for their advantage.
Yeah.
I should dig up. I heard it again the other day. Chuck Schumer, when they were talking about the filibuster, this was like 10 years ago. He goes, without the filibuster, this would be a banana republic.
Oh
where's Chucky now?
Dig that up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the White House is going to send an extra 5 million COVID tests to every school. No, to schools every month. And Chicago is open today. They're teaching.
Yeah, they finally went back.
Florida.
That's because, by the way, Lori Lightfoot tested positive for COVID yesterday. the mayor of Chicago. Yeah.
So, along with AOC, who was maskless in Miami.
Yeah, I don't know what Lori Lightfoot did, but what did the head of the Chicago Teachers Union call the mayor of Chicago? Relentlessly stupid.
Ooh. Wow, that's nice.
I was like, whoa.
Woof.
That's nice. But
he sounds nice.
They do testing each and every day on everybody.
Speaking of people calling people names.
What a moron.
This was awesome.
That's Fauci calling Kansas Senator Roger Marshall a moron.
What a moron.
That was on a hot mic.
It was just, he was just so flustered yesterday. He was just, and he held up the picture from Ron Paul's, Rand Paul's website that said fire Fauci.
Yes.
So the meme makers were like, we don't even have to touch that one.
Well, we kind of agree with
done.
That. But it is a little, you know, not a good idea that Rand Paul's making money off of his fire Fauci website. Anyway. But this also happened with Rand Paul.
There you go again.
That
you
was
just
your response.
Do the same thing every hearing.
That was your response. The idea that the virus could have originated right. in the lab. Do you think words like conspiracy theory should be in a scientific paper?
Senator, I never used that word.
That
no,
word.
But you attacked everybody that dared question you, you little dictator.
You did. And that's what started it. Rand Paul had that email from that one other doctor.
Yeah.
Actually, there were four doctors. One
that's
from
right.
Oxford, Harvard, Princeton, and I don't know, maybe Yale. He says, these are epidemiologists. These are smart people. You just dismissed them. You didn't even acknowledge that they sent you. It could have been another theory. And that's what he was upset about, and rightfully so. As the head of the National Institutes of, you know, of Health and Science here, you should be looking at everything. Not him. Fauci is his guy. Yeah, he is.
Sorry.
That's a great.
I'm
going to
keep
great,
that one around.
Oh, that's a save drop forever.
Yeah.
Florida judge refusing requests from both sides to further delay next month's jury selection in the sentencing phase of Nicholas Cruz. Here she is.
I've given you all as much time as I think appropriate. This case needs to move forward. The jurors have been summoned, and we're going to start on the 21st.
Yeah, the Parkland shooter.
Forever.
No more delays, please. No.
State wants death, and we'll see what happens. I'll keep you up to date.
Man.
Coming up on Rapid Fire, Kanye is going to visit Putin.
Wow.
That ought to be interesting.
Here we go.
Wow. Oh, boy. Time for your A50 WFTL traffic and weather together. So major problem, 95 northbound at Okeechobee Boulevard. We've got left lanes blocked with an accident there. Flip side, southbound accident in Boca at Congress on the right shoulder.
Traffic and Weather Together is brought to you by New South Window.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. Every single New South Window is custom manufactured just for your home. And now you can buy two windows and get the third absolutely free.
Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
And your WPTV First Alert weather. Mixture of sun and clouds right now. Beautiful sunrise. Very pretty with the sun streaming through the clouds. You're going to have a high of about 73 to 74. 50-50 shot of a sprinkle as this cold front takes forever to move through. Friday, though, gorgeous and sunny as we head into a three-day weekend. Currently, it's 70 degrees and partly cloudy. Back to Rapid Fire, Bill.
Yep, and always with us, Ozo 2 Eco Dry Cleaners. They feature free pickup and delivery. That's a great local company, and they will take care of you. Free pickup and delivery. How rare is that? Ozo2USA.com.
All right, back to Rapid Fire, and I just like to remind you, as you're rolling around out there in your car, listening to us on the radio, don't tick off another driver because they're armed. There are people that have guns in their cars in South Florida.
Well, that's true.
Some two. People in this room have one in the glove box, one under the seat.
It's funny because when a police officer will stop I'll say, okay, telling you right now, there's a gun in the glove box. There's one in the little island here in the middle, and there might be one underneath the seat. I don't know.
My God.
I like it. Well, listen, it's the Wild West on South Florida roadways. This pregnant woman and her boyfriend who was driving were both shot in the Golden Glades. If you've ever rolled around the Golden Glades, you can get stuck in there for hours.
Oh, sure you can.
Wow.
Mess.
It's true.
Why'd they shoot him?
Oh, okay. It was a road rage incident.
Oh, my God.
Mother and baby fine. She got grazed in the arm. The boyfriend got hit in the arm. He drove himself to the hospital. No arrests made because, you know, it just...
Wow.
People just keep moving on. Plus, you took one ramp in the Golden Glades, and you don't know where he ended up.
You go around and around and around.
Wow.
We know where Kanye's going to end up.
La, 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 wait till I get my money right.
Okay, so Kanye's going to travel to Moscow later this year, meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he's going to hold a Sunday service event. You see his new hot girlfriend?
No.
That was quick.
Yeah, he moved on?
Yeah.
I bet he was trying to get back with, what's her face?
No. Kim. He's got a really hot new girlfriend.
Aren't they still married?
She wants a divorce ASAP.
Oh.
ASAP.
Did she move on? Oh, she's with that Pete Davidson.
Oh,
God.
Butthole eyes.
Yeah. Watch, Kanye's going to start an international incident. Putin's in the middle of talking, and he's going to do it.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
But you shouldn't have won that award. Give it back to me.
I'm going to let you finish, Vlad.
It's his first time performing in Russia, by the way.
Ah.
That'd be
is he performing or is he preaching?
He's both. I don't know if he sings during his preaching or how that works out.
Never been.
Yeah.
All I know, he goes to...
And he's
Joel
auto-tuned.
Osteen's place.
Oh, he does, yes.
Oh, yeah,
Texas,
that's right.
And he fills that place up, so somebody's going paying to see him.
He and Justin Bieber. Bieber should go, too, because they're both into Jesus.
Well, that's good.
Nice. Good for
that's
them.
A good thing. Yeah.
A believer.
That's a different kind of believer, Bill.
He's, okay.
He's a believer.
He's a believer.
That's all. Moving
that's,
on.
That's okay. Cute. nominations for the SAG Awards being announced today, Bill. I know you didn't want to know about that
this
one.
This is so stupid. So. This was dumb even before the pandemic when people watched award shows. Who cares about this?
Yes. Well, wow. Rosario.
I'm not criticizing your news selection. No, I'm just saying, like, them, Hollywood. What?
Senator Cory Booker cares because his girlfriend, Rosario Dawson, is one of the.
No, they're not together anymore.
Oh, they both. Oh, then the wire's wrong.
Oh, I thought.
They've been
that,
together since 2019, it
I
says.
I thought they broke up.
They're still a power couple. Oh, it has split. You're right. Sorry.
Yeah, like 6 months ago, she finally kicked him to the curb.
I'm glad you're up on this stuff.
No, I just read it the other day while I was sitting in the doctor's office. It's the only reason I know.
The SAG Awards.
Yeah.
They didn't even, like, televise the Golden Globes. What's this thing going to be on?
Nothing.
Well, we know Nancy Pelosi's not going to win a SAG Award.
Hey!
Her eyebrows are on the back of her head.
Lady, yeah. If you have one more facelift.
Oh, my gosh.
Who tattooed her eyebrows
that looks so bad.
Near her hairline? Just answer me that question.
It's crazy.
It is. Yeah. It is. Oh.
Boy, being next to her must be tough because, you know, we get to see her on TV, but can you imagine? If I were next to her, I'd just be staring at her. Or you're like, oh my God.
You're a staffer, you turn around, you're like, okay, we need. Ah! I mean, it's scary.
Hey, the guy from the Squid Game was the first Korean to win a Golden Globe. Did you see that? The old guy from the Squid Game.
The old guy, yeah. Good for
him.
I
didn't know he won that. That's good.
You're talking about award shows. Do you have the Oscars there?
No.
The Oscars are in February. They're going to have a host. The number one person on the list to host it this year,
Kevin Hart.
Gutfeld.
Gutfeld.
Spider-Man. Tom Holland.
Oh, Tom Holland.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well,
he's a
kid. No one will watch.
Yeah, whatever.
Who's going to watch a kid host?
I don't care.
I mean, he's in his late 20s now.
He's a kid.
Yeah, let's talk about female sideline reporters for football games.
Whoa.
Okay.
Why? Do you like? They irritate the crap out of me, unless it's Erin Andrews, and then also Michelle Tafoya, my favorite.
Oh, they're cutting her out of the action.
This is her last Super Bowl. She's done.
Yeah. They're
why?
NBC is cutting her because she made a... Did she make a comment on The View?
It was
something
View.
Happened.
Yeah. Really? Oh, I thought she was choosing to exit. No, they're canceling her.
She made a common sense statement. And
oh, God forbid.
So that got her canceled.
Well, it was funny because I love Sunday Night Football. She's on with Collinsworth and Al Michaels. And they do these little vignettes. And she's talking about this old lady sitting in the stands in Pittsburgh that's been there. She's like 99. And she's got on 4 pairs of pants.
Oh,
I thought that was a great fact.
I like Michelle Tafoya. I don't know what the problem is.
But I like Erin Andrews, Tracy Wolfson, Pam Oliver, like her. Lindsay Zarniak started right here at Channel 12, as did Susie Colbert.
Susie Colbert,
yeah. Both I want to kiss you.
I want to kiss you. You know, she doesn't get enough.
The only thing I remember about that poor girl.
She doesn't get enough credit. She handled that so classically.
Oh, she did.
When
Joe Namath.
Drunk Joe was trying to slobber all over her.
Hey,
and she was
sober.
Like, okay.
He's sober now. He's looking really good, except those commercials where he gets the hand gestures and the Medicare and all that. It's almost as bad as the pillow guy. That guy, he's got slippers and pillows and towels and what the heck?
Please buy my
sheets
Kyle
now.
Rittenhouse slippers.
By the way, Scream 5 comes out this Friday. Scream 5.
What?
This looks good, actually.
But no, it's Wes
everybody.
Craven isn't the director, but everybody's back.
Well, he's dead, so.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah. there's that.
He's still dead.
Oh, wow. They could bring him back, though. You never know. It is a horror film.
I didn't know that.
Maybe that's the twist in this one. Wes Craven is the Ghostface killer.
Surprise.
Wow.
Yeah, he's dead.
Well, what else did he do? Did he just do those screams? Did he do the Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh, he's a horror guy. What else did he do?
I'm not sure. But he was a horror movie guy.
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
Because he's dead.
But he is a horror movie right now.
Well, you got Courtney Cox, Nev Campbell, David Arquette coming back.
Yeah, they're all back.
25 years after the brutal stabbings began.
Well, that's good for Nev Campbell. Didn't she have like MS
or
something like that?
She's got all kinds of issues.
Good for her.
All right, well, that wraps up Rapid Fire. What great radio is coming up next?
Okay, headlines. We got Rand Paul versus Fauci. We got DeSantis, but we also have this. It is two ladies attacked a guy in the west coast of Florida with glitter.
They should be locked up forever.
You know that doesn't come off.
No, ever.
It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. There's Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here.
And so many of the things that people want, it's like they want to know why you're forcing their children to be vaccinated when 95% of people at risk have been vaccinated. Over 95% of people over 65, it's a huge voluntary success. And yet you won't rest until you force every child to get this.
Rand Paul versus Fauci. I think it was round 5, I think.
Yeah.
Four or 5.
Easily.
This is the best one, though. This is the best one we've had. Fauci was so upset at one point. He started talking about Rand Paul's website. Well, you have right there on the sidebar. Well, here we explain.
So go to Rand Paul website and you see Fire Dr. Fauci with a little box that says contribute here. You can do $5, $10, $20.
And he holds up a printout of the Fire Fauci thing.
So it was like, okay, no brainer. That went viral. I was like, okay, you're not, for a guy that's supposed to be so smart, you're not so smart. I don't know. Rand Paul called him out on a number of things. And again, Fauci diverts, doesn't answer. But what he brought up about you have a 95% success rate with people over 65 being vaccinated, the line that was left out was you're forcing kids to get vaccinated, yet people who are already vaccinated are still getting COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you forcing kids to get this vaccine?
And why are they calling this still? And this came from him, the pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's clearly not true. Look at how many people, high-profile, prominent people, too, that we know are triple-vaxxed and double-masked and are still getting this thing.
Right.
Who was he yesterday? Lori Lightfoot, mayor of Chicago.
Mayor of Chicago.
You're telling me she doesn't have the booster? Of course she does.
I'm sure she does. What they need to say is research has shown. Our facts show us. Based on hospitalizations, this is what we know. Based on deaths, this is what we know. They never say that. Although, Walensky finally came out and said, what was it? Everybody that's died so far had at least 4 comorbidities, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the head of the CDC saying that everyone that has died from this disease is already had pre-existing conditions. At least 4 of them. The biggest one being age, unfortunately.
And they very quietly yesterday came out and they changed the definition of what fully protected means, including if you've had COVID.
Oh, now let me ask you this.
Look at how that would have changed things a year ago.
Did they say if you have COVID from the Delta variant, from the first COVID outbreak, the second with Delta, or this one? Is there a difference? And they're trying to tell you that these tests don't tell you what you're positive for. If you test positive, they don't tell you what variant it is. So how do they know all the new ones are Omicron?
Don't know. There was another big moment from Fauci yesterday. He got so flustered, he was upset with a Republican senator from Kansas, Roger Marshall. And I guess Roger didn't have the exactly best line of questioning. And
wow.
This is Fauci's response when the changeover happened, when Marshall's time was up and they're doing the transition before somebody else got a chance to talk.
What a moron. Jesus Christ.
What a moron.
He never says that about Rand Paul, though, because I think Rand Paul's smarter than he is. He's also a doctor. That helps, but still. I think Rand Paul's smarter. I know of at least 5 other doctors who are much smarter than Fauci. He's just a good politician.
He's a bureaucrat.
Yeah, that's all he is.
Everything yesterday was just defending my own career. It wasn't anything about next step, smartest move, here's where we'll adjust, here's where we'll learn. It was all I am Fauci, I'm defending myself. That's all it was.
Can we just put together like a wish list of questions we have for the CDC, whether it be for Rochelle Walensky or for Dr. Fauci to answer? And just give us the plain answer. I don't want all this nonsense. Just answer the question. They don't. They sidestep everything, just like Fauci did yesterday. Never answered anything.
What a moron.
That's a great drop, though.
All right, and I don't know if this is Florida dopes. I think they're just, well, I don't think they're exactly what's being described in the story either. But two ladies
their roommates. They were arrested in the west coast of Florida on Monday. They perpetrated a glitter attack on a male victim.
A glitter attack?
I don't care whether it's stripper glitter, craft glitter, glitter glue. That stuff does not come off.
It doesn't. It's banned in my house. I won't even let decorations, like Christmas decorations that have glitter on them, in my house. Not allowed. I hate that stuff.
You find it months later.
Oh, it sticks to everything. Oh, it's horrible.
Cops say 29-year-old Sarah Franks, 27-year-old Caitlin O'Donovan were out. Oh, now listen to this. Outside a man's residence at 3 a.m.
For what?
Started arguing with him while he was standing on his fenced balcony.
All right, glitter.
Okay, this
argument.
Sounds like.
Okay, well, yeah.
It sounds like the negotiations weren't going well. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he could have been like in the VIP area, and he didn't tip enough.
That's the that could be too.
Know, I don't know what this guy was doing beforehand, but that's what I'm thinking.
They started throwing glitter at him.
Oh my God!
One of them hops the fence, throws more glitter, made his way into the apartment, and throws more glitter at him.
God, you get that stuff in your eyes? It hurts like crazy.
They ran off. Cops found them. You know why?
The glitter trail?
Trail of glitter.
No, come on.
So what kind of charges would a glitter attack get you? They both have been hit with felony charges of burglary with assault or battery.
Holy cow. I agree, though. That stuff's nasty. And if it gets in your mouth and your eyes, it just doesn't.
Oh, God. Oh,
you get it in your eye. And maybe that's why I hate it. I got a piece of glitter in my eye, and it stuck to my contact lens. It was a nightmare. And it wouldn't come off the lens. I was like, you're gonna be kidding me. It was like embedded in it, so I had to get new lenses. I was like, this is nuts.
It's terrible.
Yeah, so don't get it in your eyes, that's for sure.
All right. Why? In the good side of humanity.
Yes.
I guess they're everywhere. A delivery company working with the Girl Scouts to bring you Girl Scout cookies.
Right to your door. This is marvelous.
We got that and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jenna, Bill. Keep it here. We